Stone Cold! Stone Cold! Stone Cold! A Texas rattlesnake, baby. Better believe it. You hear this music, you just want to take two beers, smash them together, pour them down your throat, shave your head bald and have a goatee and say, "If you know, that's the bottom line.
The best."
God, that music would, I mean, eight-year-old Dusty, the glass shattered. Sure.
Be monitoring this. Jason Kelce right now is on our sister station in Philadelphia talking about the tush push situation. So
okay. There
may be some interesting kind of commentary and audio coming from that there in Philadelphia.
Hopefully that's how he walked into the meetings, was the glass shattering.
Oh, I hope he walked in like Vince McMahon there, you know, just kind of, you know, strutting in, you know. Always see that video and going out, because this is the picture that they're showing of Jason Kelce. I'll show it to the camera too. It looks like he's ready to go strut in there and take care of some business in that meeting room with those guys. And so I think Jason Kelsey's going to, you know, knock some heads around next time the owners try to ban something. He don't have time for this crap.
There's like Joe Tooney in that picture.
He does look a little bit Joe Tooney.
Yeah. Are you sure that's Kelce?
Yeah, that's definitely him. Unless Tooney played for the Eagles, huh? Did he?
No, I don't think so. Not Patriots, yet. Chiefs, and Bears.
Yeah. The Bears.
So, yeah, the bottom line of this next conversation is that PEDs being allowed, or a new enhanced game set for May 2026. You down with this?
I don't know if I am or not. I've thought a lot about this. Like, if all the sports leagues out there formed an offshoot, like NFL Roid or MLB Roid or NHL Roid or NBA Roid, where if you played in that league, you had to be on steroids, is that something that you would watch? Because they're trying to basically do the steroid Olympics here, is what they're trying to do. I don't know if that would be entertaining. I don't know if that would be exciting. I don't know if that would be fun. I'm kind of torn about that one. I think it would be interesting for about 5 minutes, and then we'd be like, okay, this guy's going to like roid out in front of me and lose his mind. So I don't know, man. Like, watching a bunch of roided up dudes play football on the field, we did that in the 70s. I don't know that we're going to necessarily do that again.
Or in the roid Olympics.
They did. It was great in baseball. Yeah.
And you guys always say, you guys always say it was the best time in baseball.
No, in baseball it was. Yeah.
But I never got to see that. So yeah, give me this. Yes. Absolutely.
So you want to see the roid Olympics that ESPN
Absolutely.
Is peddling out there.
Yeah, so Dan Sign Murphy wrote an article on ESPN. Enhanced Games announced plans Wednesday to host in exactly 1 year its first annual competition, in which athletes will be allowed, if not outright encouraged, to use PEDs like steroids, testosterone, and growth hormones that are typically legal to possess but banned in sports. Organizers say they hope to remove the stigma of using these substances and promote safer ways to push the limits of human performance.
Is this Philip Morris trying to release the stigma of smoking? I mean, like trying to reduce the stigma of using steroids?
You can have 3 cigs a night, not 7.
That's right.
You know, you can have 4 drinks a night, not 8. Dusty.
That's right. Yes.
Maloney. You can have, 2 pieces of pizza, not 4, Mac.
Why are you looking at me?
Oh, no, I see. Yeah, no. You can have 2 Reese's peanut butter cups, Bob, not the 4 king size.
I went looking for those peanut butter and jelly ones yesterday, by the way.
We were told to stay away.
I know, but I was going to, because once you're told no, what are you going to do?
Of course. Right? Don't touch it. It's hot.
Exactly. So I was looking for them yesterday, went to the local pharmacy, did not find any out there. Okay. Did not see any of those. Did not see it.
The pharmacy.
Yeah. Hey,
maybe if you lose a tooth, the tooth fairy will come and put a peanut butter cup under your bed.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, whatever. We have sports. I'm at the point now where, like, the way the world is and what we've seen, we have cornhole championships that involve young children.
How often are you watching that, though?
Saturday afternoon, 2:00, nothing on TV.
You're going to watch that.
Oh, ESPN2's got the cornhole competition brought to you by Bush's Baked Beans, because of course it is.
Of course it is.
And it's literally, one time I watched it, it was like 12-year-old kids playing against each other. I'm like, imagine these kids like in Daryl's front lawn kicking everyone's ass in cornhole. And they're like, all right, run it back.
Oh, no. I told you, 2 years ago, we went to Portland and the neighborhood had a cornhole championship. And we were down 15-1, and I came back on a run and we beat that. Or we were down like 14-1.
Wow.
Came back and beat that ass 15-14. The neighbors, Dusty's not like, I don't play these games. You know how
heated,
I am,
dude.
Right? But these neighbors that like, they're like, why'd you bring in this ringer?
Bob's over there, half cocked off martinis.
Like, I could care less. I'm just throwing, and everyone just swish.
Wow.
And it was an unbelievable. It's my greatest sport accomplishment, winning the cul-de-sac bags tournament in Portland, Oregon against people I don't know. It was fantastic.
Because we also have that sport where people slap each other in the face as hard as they can. They hold like a thunder stick.
So,
because if you drop the thunder stick, you've lost all feeling.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Something like that.
Probably.
When you guys came over a couple of weeks ago,
I was just about to say this.
Did we not watch pillow fighting?
Yeah,
I'm just making sure pillow fighting was on. That's how good the Knicks Celtics game was at that point in time. We're watching pillow fighting.
Also, if these guys want to participate in this sport for whatever reason and they want to do whatever they want to do, your body, your choice.
Exactly. Yeah, no, you I don't care do if it? They want to do it. Yeah.
And if it's entertaining, yeah, I'll watch it, but I don't want you to come after me and be like, you're supporting. Like, no. These guys are willingly doing this, and it's entertaining from their perspective. Look, you want to do a hot dog competition? You might get gout. You might die of a heart attack at the age of 50, but you were a prize championship. Dude, I'm going to watch you.
Maybe a douche at a bar in New Orleans. I mean, it all leads to that.
I mean, that's where I'm at. Like, I'm...
Yeah, no, I'm with you from that standpoint. I'm looking at it from my standpoint going, would this be interesting? Like,
I don't know.
Is this one of those things, like, remember, we watched marble racing during COVID, right? Because it was there, it was unique, it was fun. Interesting. It was one race, we were done. We watched emus race against each other at one point. We watched Korean baseball at one point because that was going on. Like, we were breaking down Korean baseball every morning because it was on live on ESPN. It was the only thing going on. Is it going to be in that category, or is this going to be something that people seemingly gravitate to? Because I feel like, and you know, in an hour we'll have the director of baseball operations for the Savannah Bananas in. I have a hard time seeing like new sports popping on the scene other than what the Bananas have done. I feel like they'll have like a moment, and then it will completely dissipate. Like I think a lot of things do, because you don't have that tie, you don't have that buy-in of like who these people are. Maybe I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I think, I mean, like 22 J.J. Watts on the field. I don't know. Sign me
but they're not doing it for that. Like, for that, you'd probably watch a little bit. Like, you're not watching the UFL. And that's basically retired bouncers.
And somebody brings up American Gladiators. Those people were definitely jacked out of their mind on steroids.
But that was interesting,
Yeah, I mean, they were playing capture the flag and each other with, like, the little missile balls or whatever.
Of course,
it was
also in, like, the 70s and 80s when there was not a lot of, like, offerings on TV.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Laser and blazer and glazer.
Did you watch the documentary on the American Gladiators?
It was very sad.
Really, like, disturbing.
But again,
they did it.
I just said this, and I still stand on this business. They did that to themselves.
Yep.
They got paid for it. They knew the I mean,
you knew.
It's like you brought up the other day, Dewey Cox, the movie.
Yes.
This is steroids. You don't want to do this. So what do they do to you? They'll make you really huge. They'll shrink your balls, but you're going to get really mad, but you'll be a top-tier athlete. Okay, put it in my... No one's telling them not to... I mean, hey,
right?
They're doing what they want to do.
That's why I never had a problem with it in baseball. I'm like, people are like, oh, the health of players. I'm like, they signed up for this. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. So, yeah, I mean, I'd watch and see if it hooked me. Great, I'm in. But it's not like they're going to do it with sports. They're going to do it with the Olympics, you know, like bodybuilders and things like that, which, I mean.
Yeah, like imagine if Ronnie Coleman was still alive and came in here. I'm sure you guys don't know who Ronnie Coleman is, but he's hilarious for his audio. I think he's dead. He was a huge bodybuilder. Couldn't even put his own clothes on.
Jeez.
Couldn't even wipe his own ass.
Yeah, what fun is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was
jacked. I have dude wipes now. I love it.
Mr. Olympia, man, I think is what he was. Ronnie Coleman.
Yeah, but what does that get you?
Wait, baby.
I mean, you can't do ordinary, normal human things. Is that the way to live your life? I don't know. But if you're making money off it and that's what you want to do, that's fine.
But that one time where there's a car on top of somebody, he could lift it up.
And he could lift it up. Yeah, absolutely.
Life's achieved.
See, I'd rather watch those guys like the outdoor games where the lumberjacks would climb the ladder with the steel saws and they'd have to put the thing up and climb. Like the old lumberjack games with Magnus von Magnussen and things like that. Like I could watch that kind of stuff all the time. Look, if you want to do this and roll this out, go for it. There's an audience, I'm sure, for it. We'll see how long it lasts. I just want to see somebody roid out, man, go into rage in the middle of something and just go
sign
nuts and bust a bar in two.
Do you like American Ninja Warrior then?
That's all right. That's okay. Not my thing.
Does it make sex worse? It makes it even better.
Go from oh yeah to yes. Take that, Drew Nixon. Ronnie Coleman is not dead. Ronnie Coleman is dead. No, he's definitely still alive. He can walk now. He just did so many weights. Mr. Olympia, man. Lightweight baby was like his quote. Let's do this. That was another one. He was, dude, just watch YouTube videos of Ronnie Coleman.